Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Here's a powerful tip. Take a moment to visualize what you desire most. This is the key to manifesting. This is about more than just thinking about your dreams, making vision boards, and writing lists. It's about taking time to truly feel the feelings of what you want to experience. And one way to do that is to tap into your spiritual practice. Feeling connected every day with that spiritual condition is what I will give you with my miracle membership. Every month as a miracle member, you get a brand new workshop, a new guided meditation, one of my past live Gabby greatest hits. You get weekly encouragement emails, monthly mantra art, a meditation calendar, meditation challenge, manifesting challenge, and so much more. To learn more about the Miracle Membership, head over to deargabby.com/miracle-membership to join this high vibe community and feel connected, supported, and inspired every single day. Gabby. Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. We're back. It's Dear Gabby time. My hope is that today's show will ground you and reconnect you to your love mindset, to your positive energy, to your positive intentions, and give you a elevated way of seeing the world so that you can really show up for everybody around you with more love, more compassion, and a better vibration that we all need. Here on Dear Gabby, we do that. We elevate and vibrate. Let me hit you up by starting this beautiful show with an intention. And I like to pull a card from my, I'm pulling from my Super Attractor card deck today to set the intention for this show. This intention from the card usually becomes the theme of the show, whether I like it or not. It's usually what just starts to roll on through. And I will continuously bring this message that I pull back to each and every one of you that joined me on the show today, because I'm pulling it for you. I'm pulling it for anyone listening, anyone watching, wherever you are in the world. This card is for you. Here we go. Pulling a card from the Super Attractor deck. Let's see. Yeah, you guys. Weirdo. You can't make this up. When I opened the deck, this card was face up. I then was like, I don't want to pick the first card I see. So I turned it over and I put it into the deck. I shuffled the deck. And what card did I pick? The same freaking card. This is how the universe works. The universe wants us to get this message today. There is no messing around. Here it is. When I truly surrender my desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith can set in. Boom. When I truly surrender my desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith can set in. Okay, I'm not going to deny it. The universe obviously gave me the universal memo. The card was face up. I shuffled it through and it came back to me. That's our message today. When I truly surrender my desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith sets in. What that means to me today, my friends, when we step back, when we surrender, when we give over, when we allow the universe to intuitively guide us, when we awaken to the presence of spiritual guidance that is within us and around us, and we become led by that source of love, what happens is a mighty force of faith sets in, a faith that you are indeed being guided, a faith that even when things aren't working out, there are detours in the right direction, a faith that no matter what, you are being cared for and loved and supported, even in the darkest moments, a faith that there is a spiritual presence by your side walking you through this lifetime, a faith that people are working on your behalf, that spiritual presence works through people. And when you're in alignment and attuned to that presence, those people can show up to serve you and support you. A faith that gives you the strength to show up even when you are on your knees at your bottom. You can lean into that faith and say yes to the next right action. That's our message today. When I surrender my desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith sets in. Boom. Boom.
Gabby.
I'm so psyched to tell you about our new sponsor, Bowl and Branch, a company I have been a fan of for so many years. You guys have heard me talk about how important sleep is. I make my sleep zen den so sacred. My bed is a sacred, sacred place for me. That's why I'm so excited to share about one of my most favorite companies, Bowl and Branch. They make my favorite sheets and I sleep on them every single night. Their ultra soft organic sheets are transparently sourced and produced in safe, fair conditions. You'll feel a difference and know you're making one. Bowl and Branch started with a mission: produce the highest quality sheets on the market and make the world a better place in the process. Today, they're still the best choice for anyone who wants comfort that lasts. I love my latest sheets. They're perfect, pristine white. They are cozy and they keep me cool at night. Because I'm so serious about my own sleep hygiene, my sheets are a huge priority. They come in a variety of colors and in all sizes, from twin up to California King. Made to a high standard with toxin-free processes and fair trade certification to ensure workers are paid fair living wages. Also, fun fact, Bowl and Branch is loved by 3 U.S. presidents. To experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Bowl and Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And my listeners get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code GABBY at bowlandbranch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com, promo code GABBY, GABBY. All right, we're going to keep coming back to that. Now, my friends, let's bring in our first Dear Gabbier. Who wants to be Dear Gabby first? Talk to me, Mallory. Mallory, what's up, girl?
Okay. I'm sure, as everyone, 2020 was so overwhelming and it just feels like it's carrying over. There's a lot going on with like my mom and her cancer battle. And I actually had a miscarriage in December. I just found out I'm pregnant again, but I can't get rid of the insane amount of extreme anxiety I have that it's going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't allow it to be good. You know what I mean?
I do. I understand. Yeah. All right, my love. Well, first of all, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for bringing this conversation to the table on Dear Gabby. When we talk about the fertility journey, if you haven't been through it, it's tough to understand because some people have it easy and they just get pregnant and they have babies and it's all. But then there's those of us who might have a little bit more trouble, whether it be trouble conceiving or if we've had a miscarriage or whatever it may be. And it's heartbreaking, truly heartbreaking. And the answer that I have for you is a spiritual answer. The absolute only way to move through the fertility process with full faith is to fully trust that the baby is part of the process, that the baby, the soul of the baby, the spirit of the baby has made a choice. And sometimes those babies make a commitment to come in for a short period of time, and sometimes they're like, I'm here to stay. But we have to recognize that it's not always up to us as the human having this human experience, but there are spirit babies out there who are making a decision to come through. And it's hard for our logical mind to accept that, right? Our logical mind is like, this is all science and it's our body and my body carries this way or my body carries that way or the baby wasn't healthy. But when you ground yourself, I want you to suspend the disbelief in any, I know that you're spiritual because you're here on the show, but I want you to suspend any disbelief about what I'm saying, like any ego thought that's like, that's a bunch of bullshit, Gabby. Like I had a miscarriage, F you, right? I want you to just suspend that for a moment and play with me here, okay? How would you feel if I told you that you have these babies, these spirit babies, these beings of light that want to come through? And that at times they come through for a shorter period of time, like in the case of your miscarriage. And then in other cases, they come through to stick around. And that every soul has come through for whatever it is that that soul needs to fulfill. And you, as the mother, are a vessel through which that spirit can fulfill what their needs are. So while it's humanly extremely painful to lose a child and have a miscarriage, you also facilitated something for that soul. And that experience here in the physical form. So I just want to acknowledge that first and foremost, that you did a service for that soul. The next thing I want you to start to accept and to embrace is the concept that the children come in the time and order that it is of the highest good for all. So while it may be a rocky road, whether it be a rocky road through IVF or a rocky road through miscarriage or a rocky road through infertility, whatever you want to label it, the road and the pathway to get there is often in the pursuit of a timeline that is far greater than what we expected. Can you handle that idea?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So now in this moment, you're pregnant again. Congratulations. I'm going to celebrate that with you, even though you feel anxious about it. Congratulations. Now you're pregnant again. And you have this fear of what happened could happen again. But I want to give you the opportunity to be present in this moment with what is. I want you to give you the opportunity to recognize and acknowledge that no matter the outcome, you are on a journey of birthing. You in this moment are on a journey of birthing. And you are on a journey not only of bringing forth life, but also a journey of radical surrender, because there is no greater practice of surrender than being a woman who carries a child all the way through and then births that child and then parents that child and then brings that child out into the world through elementary school and middle school and high school and college all the way through to the rest of their life. There is no greater act of surrender. And it starts now. It starts now. Do you have children yet?
I do not.
So here's, you do right now. You have one in your room right now.
Yeah.
When you go through whatever your fertility journey may be, how easy or how difficult it may be, whatever comes up for you often is exactly as it needs to be to help you face the fear-based belief systems and the needs to control outcomes and the desire to have it your way at your time and the pain and the suffering, so that as you develop as a mother, you can create a level of fierce faith. What I want to remind us of is our card today, which was so absolutely perfect for you. When I truly surrender my desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith sets in. When I truly surrender my desires to the universe, a mighty force of faith sets in. And so that's what's required of you right now, my love, to truly surrender your desire to the universe and allow that mighty force of faith to set in. What I want to do is I want to pray with you today. Because prayer is the medium for miracles. Prayer is the conduit through which we surrender. And that's what I want to give you today, so that you can surrender to that faith and allow yourself to be in a trusting and knowing that what is of the highest good for all is happening, and that the journey of conception all the way through to birth is a massive practice in being a mother. Because what you need to embrace more than anything through motherhood is surrender.
Sure.
Okay, so I don't want to take away the pain and I can't take away the suffering, but I can give you the opportunity to not relive it now. You with me on that?
I'm with you.
Okay, so let's pray. So just take a moment to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And everybody that's listening, I want you to pray with me now for our beautiful, beautiful sister. Let's pray for Mallory together now. And everybody that's listening, whether this is in a month from now or 10 years from now, this prayer is for Mallory and for all the mothers out there who are on the journey to delivering a healthy baby and who may be suffering, may be in fear, may be struggling to conceive. Wherever you are on this path, let's surrender this now to you. Let's open up to prayer for you. Let's give you the strength and the wisdom and the love and the guidance that you need to move through this journey of fertility. Mallory and all of the mamas out there, all of the mamas to be, all of the mamas who want to be, all of the mamas who are scared, all of the mamas who have children that are young, old, however old they may be, may we open you all up today to the radical acceptance that being a mother is a transformational practice of surrender. We ask that all of the maternal angels and guides surround us now and hold us with a sense of safety and security and unwavering faith. We ask that our babies and our children, in whatever form and age they are, be protected, be cared for, be loved, and be guided. We ask that our children's guides show up and intuitively work through us to support our children and work through our children so that they can be led by love. For all those mamas on the conception journey now, we say a prayer that you can be at peace in your mind and peace in your body. That all anxiety be removed, transformed, transmuted, and recycled. That all fear of the future be released, so that only joy in this present moment can be restored. For Mallory, I pray that you can trust your body and trust your baby and trust your journey and welcome all of the infinite wisdom that this struggle has been and all of the infinite wisdom that this gift of pregnancy and forthcoming birth will be and is now. And I pray for you to take a deep breath and release any anxiety out into the world right now. And I want you to send it off and almost envision that anxiety being sent down into the ground and see it going into the earth and see it being alchemized and turned into light. It's going to become almost like fertilizer for the grass and for the earth. And take another deep breath in and send that anxiety down into the earth. See it turning into light, transformed and recycled. And take another deep breath in and send it down into the earth, transforming into light, transformed and recycled. And take a deep breath in and release. And when you're ready, open your eyes, Mallory. How do you feel right now?
You took me from a 9 to 4.
A 9 to a 4 through prayer. What I want you to do, my love, is when this podcast comes out, I want you to figure out the time code of that prayer. And I want you to search it. And I want you to listen to it regularly. Okay? I also have a gift I want to give you. If you go to GabbyBernstein.com birthing affirmations, I'll put this in the show notes. I have these affirmations that I created that are based on the practice of hypnobirthing, which is a practice that I did throughout my pregnancy and into my delivery. And hypnobirthing is a practice of releasing stress and transcending fear in the journey of fertility through really through pregnancy into conception. But it's great for anyone that's even wanting to birth somebody and working on it. And I have these free affirmations. It's a beautiful meditation affirmation guide that you can go to. We'll put it in the show notes. But for now, if you just Google Gabby Bernstein birthing affirmations, it'll come right up. And I want you to start listening to them now, because even though you are early in your pregnancy, I want you to start to visualize and listen and affirm what your body is capable of and that you can birth with ease and that your baby is well and safe. I really, really want you to do this. And I hope that these, maybe it's something that you decide to do regularly to really ground yourself. And I also would recommend reading the book Hypnobirthing, because it will really ground you right now in practices for regulating your thoughts so that you don't get overwhelmed with fear. Okay? And from one mama to another, and I've had a long journey this year and many years before with my son to get to conceive my son, what I can tell you as an elder, as a mother, is that when you do conceive and that baby's in your arms, you look at that baby and you say, everything happened exactly as it was meant to. Because that child that is in your arms is the exact divine being that was meant to be with you. You hear me?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. You are so welcome. You are so cared for.
Thank you.
How far along are you?
Only 5 weeks.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's
Before
stay.
I can go to a doctor.
Listen, I am really excited for you. You are driftwood for me. If you've ever heard me talk about it, when you are wanting something and then you see it in somebody else, that's something the manifesting world we call driftwood, because it's like you're showing up for me to identify that that can be me too. So thank you for being early pregnancy.
Can I get something really quick?
Yeah.
So I did your 21-day manifesting challenge. And one of the days you had to say, like, universe, send me a sign. So I wrote that day in my practice, show me a blue jay if a healthy pregnancy is in my future. 2 days later, look out my front window. It's the middle of winter and there's a blue jay in the tree.
Can't make it up.
Can't make it up. It's insane.
Baby, you know, keep asking for your blue jays. Every time you see that blue jay, it's going to be a guided reminder. A guided reminder. Everything is happening exactly as it is meant to be. Okay? Keep searching for those blue jays. Not even searching. Allowing. You don't look for it. They come to you. You got me?
Yep.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. Keep letting those blue jays guide you every step of the way. Okay?
Thank you so much.
And I want you to, whenever you notice anxiety come up, and this is for everybody listening, whenever you notice that anxiety come up, I want you to take a deep breath and I want you to exhale and I want you to visualize it, eyes closed, visualize it going into the earth and turning into light. Because through the power of your breath and the power of your creative visualization, you can alchemize that fear and that anxiety. You got it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God, okay. Thank you, my
Thank
sweet.
You.
I cannot wait to witness you holding that baby into the world. And I'm so, so deeply proud of you and your bravery. And also for coming through and speaking about something that is something that we need to speak about far more often. Because there's so many women who struggle with the conception journey and miscarriage. And we don't talk about it enough. We got to talk about it enough. And this is where we had the big talk here on Dear Gabby. Big talk, people.
Gabby.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Therapy is something that has saved my life. It's something I often refer to here on the show quite regularly. And that's why I'm so grateful that we've partnered with BetterHelp on this show. BetterHelp will access your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to connect in a safe and private online environment. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. You can also send a message to your counselor anytime and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Plus, the best part is it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide, and they specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/deargabby. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Dear Gabby. Sammy, you can bring somebody else in.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Gabby.
Hi, sweetie.
You don't understand. I was like so into like being on the video and I put all my energy and I was like, you know what? You're just not going to get picked. Just let go. And when your time comes, it's fine. And I was like literally like lying down in bed and it popped up and I'm freaking out.
Here you are, Yael. Nice to meet you, gorgeous. How's it going?
I requested to be on here today because I'm having a little bit of a hard time. I'm getting married in August. And I recently gained about 40 pounds in the last year. I haven't seen my family in a year, so I I'm in France now. I live in Israel, but I came to see them in France, and I knew that they would make some remarks about my weight, and they made a lot of remarks and told me that I'm not going to get married if I don't lose weight, and that they won't spend money on my wedding if I don't lose weight, and that I don't look so pretty and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's been a little difficult for me. I know it's not such a big issue because it's just weight and I shouldn't cry about
it. It's a huge issue that your parents are speaking to you that way.
Yeah, when your own mother tells you, I don't want to outshine the bride, so we're not going to have any guests at your wedding. It's just going to be a small family reunion. So that's hurtful. Yesterday I was eating and she like screamed at me because I had a piece of bread. And she said, you think you're pretty, you're not pretty, you're fat. And so I don't know what to do. I'm stuck in France now with them. I was like, I'm going to hop on Dear Gabby and see if I...
There you go. This was meant to be. Okay, my love. Well, here's the deal. God bless your mother. I'm going to try not to judge her. It's not right. So let's honor that and all that that means to you. And I do encourage you to seek therapeutic support around that relationship because that doesn't feel like a healthy attachment to me. Okay, so I don't want to be judgmental. We all have different relationships with our parents, but there's a lot to unpack here. And I want you to make sure that you get the right support in doing that. Okay, so that's number one. Let's take the focus off of her and focus it back on you. Okay, so you gained weight. And sometimes gaining weight's a good thing. And sometimes we need to gain some weight. Sometimes we need to get healthier. If you feel that it's unhealthy in any way, then we can, that can be addressed, obviously, through your choices. But let's get to the root cause. Do you know what the feelings were that caused you to put on the weight that you did?
Yes. My whole life, I was never like fat. I mean, I'm a 5'3". Right now, I weigh about 180, but my whole life I weighed about 140, which I think is pretty healthy. But my whole life I've been told that I need to lose weight. Do you know how many calories are on your plate? Stuff like that. And I got pregnant by accident with my fiance now about a year ago. And I couldn't imagine gaining more weight on top of the weight that I had. And so I said, I'm not, you know, advocating abortion, but I was in a mental state where I felt like I can't have this baby. I can't hold the extra weight and mentally I won't be stable. So I had an abortion before the baby had a heartbeat or anything pretty early on. And since then I've been really depressed and just been overeating and feel like I'm such a terrible person. And what if I never get pregnant again? And all these things.
Yeah, that's a lot to hold. Well, first and foremost, let's focus on forgiving yourself, sweetheart, because you made a choice to bring your future child into a place where you will be mentally stable. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about it in that way. I want you to be really, really conscious of the choice you made, which is to be in a mentally stable place where you can be a container to carry a healthy pregnancy, right? And that's absolutely going to be in your future. And so many times these moments and choices we make in our life can bring us to our knees out of a great service to our overall well-being. Because we can take those moments and allow the discomfort that they reveal to us to be the guidance that we need to go deeper on our healing path.
Yes.
So first and foremost, let's work on the baseline of forgiveness, self-forgiveness. Because so much of addictive patterns, whether it's overeating, overdrinking, overusing in any form, come from the feelings of wanting to, one, attack ourselves, right? Anesthetize, numb pain, avoid. Could be in even some ways just, you know, another form of saying, you know, screw you, mom, right? So
yeah, when I eat, it's like hurting her, but I'm really hurting myself.
Exactly. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful recognition. Gorgeous, gorgeous job. So I really want you to really start to get into the practice of self-forgiveness. And that doesn't mean that you figure this out overnight. It means that you pray about it. That every morning you wake up and you say, thank you, universe or God or whoever you speak to for helping me forgive myself. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm willing to forgive myself. That is it. And I'm not talking about forgiving yourself for having an abortion. Forgiving yourself for any form of mental attack that you've placed upon yourself, any form of judgment that you've placed upon yourself. Because I want you to be able to see the choices that you've made in your life as choices that you made from a place of groundedness and safety and choosing what is of the highest and best, okay? And so one of the paths towards recovery from any form of addiction is self-forgiveness and self-acceptance.
Yeah.
The other thing I would be remiss if I didn't mention is that there are beautiful support systems that are free in the world for overeaters, okay? When I was younger, I was an Overeaters Anonymous for a period of my life in my early recovery. It helped me greatly. You know, we eat to numb out. We eat when we're anxious. We eat to, you know, make somebody else feel bad. We eat to not have to feel our feelings. We eat to hide. And when we have an unhealthy relationship to food, there's a beautiful program that's free. It's called OA. It's in every country in the world, in every language in the world. These days, you can join anywhere through Zoom. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop overeating and a desire to become free. So that's a resource that we're not supposed to be out here, you know, pitching the 12-step programs in the media, but I do want to make sure people know where to go. And so you could Google OA France or OA Paris or OA Jerusalem, wherever you're living, and find a meeting because you need a support system. And especially, you know, for those people out there who can't afford therapeutic support, I have countless friends who never went to therapy once, but they've been in 12-step programs their lifetime and they've done some of the most transformational supportive work they could ever imagine. Okay. So that's a big place to start. It's a big place to start because you know this. Dieting, while it's, you know, maybe healthy for your physical body, it won't work unless you heal the root cause condition. And there's something I'm going to give you. I have a course. It's called Finally Full.
I bought it.
You already have it. Okay. Okay.
I started doing it. It's helpful.
Good. And I'm going to redo it soon. It was recorded 100 years ago. And a lot of people love the way that it has been recorded, but I'm going to redo it. And so I'll give you some more. So there's also a lot of beautiful healing that's available to us when we open up to the willingness to forgive ourselves. Because then if we stay in that dialogue of I'm willing to forgive myself, I'm willing to forgive myself, in that place of self-forgiveness, we no longer want to harm ourselves. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it's hard for me to forgive myself because I know even you talk about it a lot about women that are struggling with fertility and all that. And I just feel ashamed, like God gave you a gift and you said no. And I can't get over that shame. And that it's just the worst. Because if it wasn't weight related, I would have kept it. But
here's the thing. You're dealing with an addiction. You're suffering with addiction right now, sweetheart. You're suffering with addiction that is causing you mental harm. And I want you to recognize that the choice you made was an adult choice, right? Even though you're saying, oh, I didn't want to gain the weight. I think that there's a deeper part of you that knew that I'm mentally not capable of holding this right now, right?
Yeah.
And so if someone were a drug addict and made the decision to have an abortion until they got sober, you would not be ashamed of them, would you?
No.
Food addiction is no different.
I see that. Yeah.
I also believe that spirit, look, this is a really loaded topic and people, I want to be respectful of all different people's views on abortion and I want to allow people to be wherever they are. I'm obviously being quite forthcoming with my views because I'm totally with you 100%. And this is the truth of where I'm at. I've always been very, very strong advocate for women's right to choose. I don't want to shame anyone either way, okay? But I'm with you here. And as we speak about this, I think we have to really recognize and understand, I believe from a spiritual perspective, that our spirit babies come to us in different forms. And sometimes they come in and they may leave us in some way, whether it be through an abortion or through a miscarriage or something late stage or whatever it is, but that soul still came to us to teach us. And so this soul came to you so that you could grow more And sometimes that growth comes with a deeper bottoming out. But that bottom, as I always say, the wound is the place where the light enters you. And we hit that bottom, we crack open to possibilities. And so my prayer for you is that this is your bottom, and that you can look back and thank that little soul for helping you get there. And when you're ready, when you're stable and you're steady and you're healthy, that you can invite that soul to come back. Because the same soul can come back, babe. They can come back. And you'll know it. You'll know it in your heart. You'll know when you conceive. You'll know my baby is with me. That baby's back. Okay? Whether it's that soul or another one, they're more coming to you. I promise you that. I promise you that. There's no doubt in my mind. But when a woman is suffering with addiction and makes the decision not to bring a child into a womb and to a body, into a world where the mother is suffering, that is a responsible choice.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. And
you're welcome.
Thank you for your nice messages.
I also just want to really thank you for talking about something that you expressed you were ashamed of. That the shame is very, very scary emotion. To bring it here on Dear Gabby is a very big gift to many women that are watching that have been through the same experience. Okay. I want you to know that you've been of high service today.
Thank you. Thank you, Gabby. Thank
you. My love, please do your best to stay away from your mother right now.
Yeah.
I'm being totally serious. And she's not supporting this growth, okay? And God bless her. We pray for her because she's obviously in her own wounds if she can treat her daughter like that. Okay, sweetie? She's stuck in her own wounds if she can treat her daughter like that. Protect yourself. Get back to Israel as soon as you feel safe to, and focus on your recovery. Okay? Thank you so, so much, Yael. Thank you, my sweet. Thank you,
Gabby.
You're beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Really nice work. Today, many small business owners are busier than ever because they're focused on managing and growing their business, and they can't always spend the time that they wish they could on recruiting. That's why LinkedIn Jobs has made it easier to find and hire the best candidates for free. I relied on LinkedIn Jobs this past year. We hired 10 new people. It was so amazing to be able to tap into this resource. Get started now by posting your job for free to reach LinkedIn's network of 740 million professionals. I did this. I started off for free and loved the program so much that I kept going. Fill out targeted screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified candidates with the experience, skills, and motivation you need. LinkedIn Jobs will help you hire the right person for your role. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gabby. That's linkedin.com/GABBY to post your first job for free. linkedin.com/Gabby. Terms and conditions apply. Who is next here on Dear Gabby? Hi there.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi. Oh, I wasn't expecting to be on.
Where are you, love?
In Michigan.
And what's your name?
My name is Clarissa, and I think
Oh, hi, Clarissa. We have met before. I think I used to coach you 100 years ago. Is that right?
Yes, you remember me. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Hi, honey. How can I help you now?
So it's perfect because it's about manifesting. So my son recently was diagnosed with autism.
Okay.
And I am now just wanting to get in that space of being released. And I did the manifesting challenge. He's currently nonverbal and he's got some of the other challenges, kind of some sensory issues and some other things going on. He's come a long way since last year when COVID happened and we were able to spend time at home with him. So
yes, I'm sure that was really helpful. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was helpful to do some home-based interventions, but you know, he's set up to start official interventions, not that we're not official, but like, you know, with professionals, and we're on a wait list. So I'm just, you know, saying all, like repeating all the little mantras that I know to repeat, you know, like it's this or something better, it's for the highest good, like release the timing, it's all divine timing. So there's moments where I'm really relaxed about it. And there's other moments where I get, they're not as much, like it's gotten better. Like the manifesting challenge was really helpful. I was very intentional about that. And I did all the other steps.
Okay, Clary, here we go. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, you too.
And I want to turn around your experience of this experience, because the greatest gift you can give him is your faith and your serenity.
Mm-hmm.
And this sort of understandable disappointment and sadness and grief, your words is grief, right? Around, mm-hmm. around this diagnosis is completely relatable and understandable. But I want to work it out and I want to undo it, because your child deserves to be seen in all of his light and magnificence that you know he is, even with this diagnosis. And so as hard and disappointing and heartbreaking as it can be to have any kind of diagnosis for a child, our job as parents is to see them in their complete whole self.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this beautiful 2.5-year-old. What's his name?
Miguel. We call him Miggy.
Miggy. Okay. We've got Miggy, and he has this different path than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
That path could potentially be the catalyst for his greatness. It could be the catalyst for his magnitude, his potential, his strength, his great lessons in this lifetime that he not only will experience for himself, but also give forth to the world. And I know I can see you feeling that right now, my love. Yeah. I have such a remembrance of who you are. I mean, we maybe haven't seen each other in a decade. And it's just, I remember your faith and I remember your strength and your wisdom. And right now, it's actually so much about really being open to the possibility of what can be, even with this diagnosis, right? Also, the other thing too is not judging what is. Because often what happens in our lives, particularly the things that are the most difficult, and you know this because you've lived this, are typically the catalyst for our greatest achievements, accomplishments, and light-opening, heart-opening, explosive heart-opening experiences. So instead of going into this journey of his education and his interventions are the words that you're using with this sense of, I got to fix things, I got to make it right, it's going to be a challenge, I want you to go into it with, what are the possibilities? What are the miracles that are going to come out of this? I want you to be in the inquiry of what is so possible, what is so, with all of the potential of what can be. I want you to stay in that inquiry. And I want you to really open your heart to the possibilities of who he can be. Because let's not put a story on him that doesn't have to be his story. You got me? Let's not put a story on Miggy that doesn't have to be, because it could be something so different, particularly with your creative possibilities, with your willingness to see beyond limitation.
I guess I needed to hear that, because I feel that I was so hardcore about the things that I believed in until this happened. And I felt like it was probably the biggest detour I took in my faith from a long time. So, I mean, it's interesting to hear you say you remember my strength and my faith. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad you remember, because it took me a year to remember it again.
Having faith in the universe doesn't mean that things always work out for us. It means that we stay open to creative possibilities and we land on our feet and we stay optimistic even in the midst of adversity. That's what faith offers us. Faith isn't about everything unfolding perfectly. Faith is about showing up and experiencing things with grace. We're living a life that has obstacles, that has adventures, that has detours. But it's how are we going to experience those experiences? I want you to welcome the moments of adversity with open arms and say, okay, what would you have me learn from this? How would you have me grow from this? What miracles would you have me perform? You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
He's a little. He's got so much infinite possibilities in front of him, sweetheart. Let's focus on what's thriving.
Yeah.
You have a healthy little man. Okay.
Yep.
Infinite possibilities. Infinite Thank possibilities. Ah, oh, it's so good to see you, Clary. It's so nice to see your face, and I'm so happy for you. And one day, if you're on the East Coast, we'll get our little boys together because they're the same age. They can rumble. They can play. So we'll make it happen, baby. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for your vulnerability and for your love today. I'm so grateful for you.
Yeah, I can't believe I cried on this thing with all these people. I'm like, oh, and yeah. I wasn't even ready.
No, you were Instagramming. You were doing your thing. And then
yeah, I was actually Instagramming about him. So it was ironic that then you... Yeah. So,
oh, here's another piece of advice. Here's another piece of advice for you and for the mamas out there. Do your best to avoid projecting onto him your fears, right? Because he's perfection. He's 2.5, perfection. Mm-hmm. So much love and energetic spirit and grace. And let's just keep that alive and keep developing that as much as we possibly can. So just try your best to not project your fears. And you're his mama. That's the hardest thing in the world to do. But do your best, okay?
It is.
Mm-hmm. To project your light onto him, your faith onto him, your love and your expectation of miracles onto him. Okay, baby?
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you for everything you do.
Do we have time for one more, dear Gabby, here? Can we get one more in here? Hi, my love. Where are you from?
Hi, Gabby. I am from Canada.
You know I love you guys. I'm wearing my Canadian tuxedo today, right on for you.
Looking amazing as always. So my life has become a bit of a whirlwind, and I feel like the universe just keeps handing me opportunities to surrender and to lean into intuition. So the card today is, you know, I was guided here and I believe that. So I guess kind of just to sum it up, in the last couple of months, I went from going to school for ultrasound in a program, decided that it wasn't fully in alignment with me, kind of leaped in and went for it, pursued my dreams as a mindset coach instead. And a month later, my 19-month-old daughter was diagnosed with cancer. So now on Monday, we're starting a year and a half of chemotherapy. And it just feels like I don't really know how to keep surrendering when it's so uncertain. And, you know, I'm really trying to release the need for the attachment to an outcome, especially in this moment where there's no idea of what that outcome is. And we are being told to pivot, and the plan can change at any given time. And, you know, I'm just trying to lean in, but I feel so helpless right now.
Okay. All right. Deep breath. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge you, mother to mother, for what you're going through. This is no small thing. And I just want to give you I want you to close your eyes just for a moment. I just want you to feel as though you can visualize this blanket of energy and love just surrounding you in this moment. And I want you to visualize yourself holding your daughter. And the two of you right now are surrounded by this golden blanket. You're just cuddling in this golden blanket of light. And take a deep breath in and feel into that. And around you and this blanket are this beautiful circle of angels surrounding you. And they're all female angels for some reason. And they're all surrounding you and their hands are up and their hands are almost holding the two of you in this cocoon of golden light surrounding you. And what they're saying is, all is well. You are being guided. All is well. They're saying, trust the journey, trust the doctors, and trust the process. The more that you trust and allow, 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 the easier it will be to witness every step along the way. What they then just showed me was this path of almost like golden steps. Like, you know, the Wizard of Oz, the yellow brick road. what I saw was like step, 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 like the yellow brick road unfolding in this golden light, one step at a time, 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 one step at a time. And I'm just going to keep my eyes closed because I'm getting these really pretty visuals. So they're saying just every step you take with this journey, envision yourself stepping onto this golden path and stepping onto the next step of the golden path and stepping onto the next step of the golden path. And I see your little girl with her ruby slippers and she's just being guided. And just remember, your daughter has guides too. Whether you believe in that or not, I just want to open you up to the consciousness and the ability to check in with the potential that she has spiritual guides. It's this army of like female angels. And they're working for you, but they're working for her and they're working through you for her. They're here to just say, this is okay. All is well. She's being guided one step of the way, one step of the way, one step of the way. Allow it to unfold. Stay in the day. Keep it in the day. Keep it in the day. Keep it in the day. They're also saying that the doctors are going to work really hard to keep her completely at ease physically and emotionally so that there's some kind of emotional support system that's going to show up for you, my love. And I just want you to say yes to it, whether it's like a therapist or a psychiatrist or something that's going to come into your path to hold you and your daughter in your family in this sort of emotional journey and the mental part of what happens through this process. But I just want you to lean into, when I channel just for a guidance so that it can come through you, for you to remember that you have that wisdom. So I'm here always as sort of they knock on my door to knock on yours to remind you that they're here. And so what the guides are saying is they're saying, please open up daily to this angelic force of light that is here to support you, surround you, guide you, and protect you. We are here for the children. This is like a phalange of guides that are here for the children. And they don't even want me to logically give you any advice. They want me to remind you. The biggest piece of advice right now is to just let these angels surround you and envision them in your meditation and hold that vision of these angels with their hands up surrounding you with this golden light. And it's a golden cocoon of light and it's a healing light and it's a soothing light. And it's a light that holds you and your daughter in grace. And if you can stay connected to that light and to this journey with the golden steps being laid before you, you don't have to make the decisions. The decisions will be presented to you. You will know exactly where to go, what to do, and what to say. And sorry, I talk fast when I channel, but here it is. And what is your daughter's name?
Sienna.
Sienna. Okay, beautiful. Okay, Sienna, we say a prayer that your angels surround you, protect you, hold you in golden light, that you and your mother are in union and that your energy is clear, that your intuition is high, and that you are at ease. And the most important thing they want me to say to you is don't worry about her, that she's going to be well through the journey, that they're going to do everything in their power to work through the doctors to keep her feeling well and to keep her spirit high. And how resilient children are. Remember how resilient children are. Hold her in her emotions, hold her in her feelings, and trust that this is part of her path and that her guides are indeed leading you and her every step of the way. So my message to you, my sweet, is to take this one golden step at a time and to show up for this one golden step at a time and to know that this path that's being laid before you is the detour. It's a detour in a new direction for you to embrace a new part of who you are and a greater sense of faith than you've ever known. And awareness of your metaphysical capabilities, your ability to visualize, your ability to work with spirit, your ability to allow angelic presence to be around you, supporting you and guiding you, your ability to slow down and listen to the intuitive force of love that can come through you to help you make important decisions on behalf of your daughter, and your ability to trust that spirit is working through every single doctor that is going to guide your path. Can you welcome that concept today?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would like to make sure we give you miracle membership just so you have a spiritual home base right now. Okay. So I can be right there for you in the best way that I can. I would also like you to know that I'm going to add you and Sienna to my daily prayers. And so I'm going to expect you to send me a message when everything is done and you are all well and she is cleared of this. Okay. I'm going to expect that. And I'm going to visualize your face and her in my prayer and see you surrounded by that golden light. And I want you to visualize, it's almost like six angels that surround you. It's very even, organized, hands up. Visualize that angelic energy and you're going to start to feel it. You're going to start to feel almost like a weightedness on your shoulder. Did you feel that today a little bit when we were talking? Like this presence in the space. And so you see my hands go up. It's like they come through, right? So they're here holding you and your daughter in this angelic golden blanket. And then whenever you get stressed out about what to do next or what's coming, I want you to visualize that image of the golden path being step by step laid out before you, like that yellow brick road. But it's one step at a time. Okay. We can't see the whole path, and nor should we. We want to take it one step at a time. We're not trying to project. We're trying to be present in this moment. And so each path, each step is divinely guided, and that's why it's golden. And you're going to just visualize each step, each step, each step. I'm really glad that your guide stepped in because I didn't want to give you a logical answer. I didn't want to give you, I have this sort of extreme level of empathy now as a mother. And so they didn't want that to be interfering in my message to you. And that's why they just took over, right? So I just want you to understand that there is a tremendous force field of female angelic guidance that is around you. And I'm grateful for your openness and your willingness to receive that. And I just want you to know my feeling. I feel deep breath. I feel ease. I feel faithful. I feel guided. This is, I'm feeling this on your behalf. I feel joyful. I feel spirited. I feel this like relief. And so I really see the path ahead looking really good for you. And I want you to just take it one golden step at a time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the gifts and the prayers and the guidance today.
Let's pick a card for Sienna, okay? Let's pick a card for Sienna. And we'll close our show with a card for Sienna today. This is an interesting card for her. Because I want to interpret it as it relates to the situation. When I'm tuned into the energy of abundance, I become abundant. The reason I like this card for you, for her, and for her journey, it's not about financial abundance. It's about the abundance of support, the abundance of wisdom, the abundance of intuitive guidance, the abundance of angelic presence. And so when you tune into that energy of abundant possibilities are presented to you. And so I really like this for her. I really like the idea that in that attunement through you, all these almost like, wow, I can't believe I got that opportunity to see that doctor. Or, whoa, I just got on Dear Gabby today and I was on earlier and I didn't get on and now I'm back on. I want you to witness the abundance of support that is awakening around you. You got me?
Yeah.
That's for her.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're dishing out gold coins to you. Like, here, you're hooked up. You're hooked up. Hold it on her behalf. Mm-hmm. You got me, baby?
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, my brave sister. I am so proud of your willingness to come on the show and talk about this and your willingness to open up to that angelic presence because they got your back, my love. And Sienna.
Okay. Amazing. Yes.
I'm holding you in my daily prayers. I promise you that. I want you to look me in the eye right now. I promise you, you and your daughter are in my daily prayers. I'm not just saying that to you. I'm going to be holding a vision every day in my prayers. You got me?
Got it. Thank you.
I can't wait to get that email from you with the transformational story. I'm holding the vision of that transformational story email coming into my inbox. I see it already. One day at a time, one golden step at a time. Beautiful, my love.
Thank you for providing me this opportunity to be held and for providing this space for me. I appreciate it so very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my love. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, dear Gabby. Here we are. What a show today, guys. Let's close this show with one more card. We've had a show today that's had really big stuff come up. And I want to acknowledge those of you who are listening for your ability to hold the Dear Gabby years in love, compassion, and to recognize our collective suffering and recognize our collective opportunity to transform and transmute and alchemize that suffering into freedom when we follow this type of guidance, when we lean into spiritual connection, when we open up to creative possibilities, we have the power to alchemize our fears and transcend the limitations of the world and see through a lens of possibility that otherwise wouldn't be there if we weren't willing to take this hour and be with this show and be in a spiritual path and be on a personal growth journey to suspend our disbelief and realign with the belief and faith and love. I want to acknowledge all of you for your commitment to that. I think it's probably your greatest attribute. And here's our perfect card. When I connect to the spiritual realm, I open the door to receive divine guidance, clear direction, and great wisdom. Whew. There's your card. When I connect to the spiritual realm, I open up the door to receive divine guidance, clear direction, and great wisdom. Boom. That's our message today. Our message today is so crystal clear to me, I can't even fathom how this happens. It's unbelievable. We are here. We are simply here to connect in that way so that we can live in these bodies and have a human experience, but live with the thoughts of heaven. So while we may be in this body, we can always align our thoughts with the spiritual realm. And in that spiritual connection and aligning our thoughts to the spiritual realm, we open the door. I want you to visualize a door opening. We open this massive door to receive divine guidance, clear direction, and great wisdom. That wisdom comes through intuitive hits. That wisdom comes through people on this show. That wisdom comes through somebody on social media. That wisdom's going to come through a song. That wisdom's going to come in a dream. That wisdom is always available to you as long as you are connecting to spiritual guidance and allowing that door to be wide open to receive that connection, to live in this human form, but to lead and love with the thoughts of spiritual connection and dwell in that spiritual realm. Whatever problems we are facing today, we welcome spiritual solutions. We welcome the opportunity to surrender to a wisdom and a guidance beyond our logical mind and our logical reason. And we open up today to our inner wisdom and our ability to allow ourselves to be guided, led, and surrendered to that state of wisdom within us, one golden step at a time. This is Dear Gabby. Thank you for joining me. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.